In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham, and on this show, we're going to be talking with the Fish Food Bank in Hood River County. The Fish Food Bank has a great mission statement. In cooperation with faith groups, businesses, and community members, it's the mission of the Fish Food Bank to help alleviate hunger by distributing food regularly and on an emergency basis, regardless of gender, race, religion, or sexual orientation, and in a friendly, instant, sympathetic, helpful, non-judgmental, and confidential manner. Let's learn more about the Fish Food Bank. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Martha Lamont. Martha is with the Fish Food Bank in Cascade Locks. Hey there, Martha. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. So let's talk about the Fish Food Bank. You've been there for quite a few years. Tell me about your history with the Fish Food Bank.
Well, I started when I moved to Oregon working at the food bank. I really didn't know what a food bank was. I learned quickly about 10 years ago. And then our person that was running it took a job transfer, and so we became part of the Fish Food Bank out of Hood River, which is much to our benefit.
And FISH is an acronym for something, right? What does FISH stand for?
Friendly, Instamatic, Sympathetic Help.
Oh, well, that's a nice acronym. And how many people are you serving in Cascade Locks and in Hood River County in general?
We are serving in Cascade Locks approximately 50 families per month, and Hood River around 400 per month.
Wow, that's pretty significant. That's a lot of people that are going without food.
Yes, we're trying to change that.
Yeah. In your 10 years with the food bank, what kind of changes have you seen over those 10 years? Are things getting better or worse?
Oh, much better. We didn't used to get the eggs or milk or a lot of the vegetables, and we were getting mainly canned goods. It was nothing like it is now. I averaged 12 to 17 people coming 10 years ago. That all changed when we became part of the Fish Food Bank, because we get fresh produce, we get very diversified products, a little bit of everything, cereal, canned goods, frozen vegetables, cheese, meat.
How come things are different now than they were 10 years ago? How come the fresh food all of a sudden?
Well, because we weren't part of that organization, so we had to buy our food separately. I didn't really know how it was run, because it was just run by two people who had full-time jobs, and it wasn't nearly as effective as it is with when you have a system with many volunteers.
Are you a volunteer?
I'm a volunteer.
Okay. How many volunteers do you have working for you?
We have approximately 20 volunteers working in Cascade Locks. I don't know the number. In Hood River, they have a significant number.
Yeah. How do people volunteer if they want to find out how to help? How can they help out?
Well, I recently put an ad in our local newsletter, and I had three people actually that signed up. The others, some of them had been with me for quite a while. A lot of the volunteers are actually clients too, but they care about the community and they want to help in any way they can. So it's we all show up on actually tomorrow is our food bank day, and well, shut-ins, we do shut-ins on Tuesday. Wednesday's our food bank day, and then Saturday we also are open. A couple of years ago, we started opening on Saturday mornings, so people that can't get off during the week can come. Or they can also go to Hood River, which they're open about 4 days a week.
What kind of jobs do volunteers do?
Well, we get the food in. It comes by truck from Hood River, and we put it away. And then on Food Bank Day, we have different stations where people work in. We have in our area, we have it in our gym. The city has it in the gym. So it's City Hall. So we have one room with canned goods, one room with dry goods, and a room with three freezers and two refrigerators. So people are working those different rooms. We have people signing up with the table, getting their order in for what they want, and then going through the line with optional items that we get sometimes from donations or extra things that we don't have 50 of, and they can pick and choose what they want from that.
So it's kind of a shopping experience for your clients.
It is a shopping experience.
That's a different approach. Well, I guess it's the way things are done now, but as you probably know, since you have a pretty good history there, it didn't used to be like that, right?
No, they got what they got.
Here's your box. See you later.
Yes.
So what is that like for your clients then to be able to pick and choose and have more of a shopping experience? What's that like for them?
Oh, they really appreciate it. I think everybody in our town appreciates how the food bank has grown here. And we have we get donations such as Paula's race, Bridge of the Goddess. They bring donations of money or product to the food bank. We always like to get personal care products if possible, because you can't get personal care products with food stamps, unfortunately.
Okay. Where does most of the food that you are able to give out, where does that come from?
It comes from the Oregon Food Bank, and it's a very low cost, or we get USDA for free, and then the donations that we have supplement that. We just had Pacific Crest Trail Days, and they gave us quite a large donation of food and money.
That's nice. So you have food drives around the community at certain times?
Yes. Yes, they have them in Hood River. We have some here.
I'm kind of wondering, being out in the Hood River Valley, there's tons of produce out there. Do farmers donate a lot of stuff?
Yes, they do. As a matter of fact, we're getting peaches tomorrow.
Mm.
Yes, that's good. And we get, from Gorge Crone, we get some of their product after their farmer's market.
And the apples in Hood River are probably the best in the world.
Yes, they make great pies.
Great pies, okay. If someone is in need of using the Fish Food Bank in Cascade Locks or in Hood River County, how often can they do that?
They can come once a month to either site. And on occasion, a person runs out of food, they need an emergency box, we can do that also. But they're entitled, they have a punch card, and they can come once a month to either Hood River, Parkdale, or Cascade Locks.
Okay. Martha, you've been doing this for a while, so what are some of the reasons people are in need of using a food bank?
Lot of our people in Cascade Locks are retired, and they're on fixed incomes, and they're not terribly high incomes, and so they really need the supplemental food. And sometimes it's families with small children, young children. We're seeing an increase in homeless, at least in Hood River, and they are allowed to take food on a regular basis because they only take a bag at a time because they don't have facilities to heat it up necessarily or keep it cold.
Yeah, I would imagine if you are homeless, keeping your fresh produce and all of that protected is a difficult task.
I'm sure it is. I don't see much of that here in Cascade Locks, but they do in Hood River.
What keeps you doing this year after year? You've been doing this for 10 years. What keeps you doing it?
I like the people and I like helping, and it's something I just enjoy doing. I'm retired. I can travel when I want, but I can do this on the side, and I like to be productive at what I do, and so I, as they say, she never met a person she couldn't ask for money.
How many days a month do you volunteer?
Well, I volunteer 3 days a month plus in between, maybe phone calls or picking up things. Our market gives us things that they have expired off the shelf, and yet we can give out for a certain period of time. We have a list of how to do that, and so sometimes if we pick up extra food, I spend about 20 hours a month working at the food bank.
That's
one
wonderful.
Way or another.
Yeah, that's really great. Must be really satisfying for you.
It is. It is. I really enjoy it, or I wouldn't do it.
Exactly. That keeps you going. That's awesome. We're talking today with Martha Lamont with the Fish Food Bank out of Cascade Locks and in Hood River County in general. Now, Martha, if people are unable to make it to your site in Cascade Locks, are there other places they can go for assistance?
Yes, they can go to the main building in Hood River. We have a new building that was constructed about 4 years ago that's next to the Lutheran Methodist Church across from the bowling alley there on Tucker Road. And it's air-conditioned and heated, and they can go there and not have to wait outside anymore like they used to in a long line in the inclement weather. So they can go to Parkdale, but Hood River's more convenient. And some people choose to do that because they work there, or they just can't make it on the days that we're open.
What days are you open again?
Wednesday from 1:30 to 3:30. And we do our shut-ins deliveries on Tuesday, the fourth week of the month. And then the following Saturday, we're open from 11 to 12. And that started out with two or three people, and I believe we had 14 last month.
Wow.
So their word is catching on.
So when you say shut-ins, that's where you deliver to people, is that correct?
Yes, people that can't get out for health reasons or they're restricted.
And who does that delivery?
Well, I have a couple of gentlemen that do it. They're volunteers, and they do it on a regular basis. And that's very helpful.
Yeah, for sure. That must be nice, too.
I have one fellow who picks up the food. He also goes to Corbett, to the Grange, once a month and picks up 300 to 400 pounds of Earl Wheat bread.
Wow.
Which is all free.
That's a lot of bread.
It is a lot of bread.
Now, who donates that?
Well, it comes from the Corbett Grange. I'm not sure, but I assume it's Oral Wheat.
Okay. That I can't even put in my mind how much bread that is.
It's a lot.
Yeah. It's a truck full. Mm-hmm. Well, what a wonderful contribution. That probably really helps out a lot.
It does. It does. That's something that's relatively new. So,
and the Fish Food Bank is part of the Oregon Food Bank Network. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
How does that work? How do you become part of that network?
Well, we're actually independent of that, but we get our food from them.
Oh, I see. And what comes from the Oregon Food Bank?
We have our own 501c3.
Okay. What kind of food products do you get from the Oregon Food Bank?
Meat. Canned goods, vegetables, tortillas, let's see, eggs, and then we buy, a lot of cereal, many things, flour, oil, juice, macaroni and cheese, a lot of different things, sometimes coffee and tea and specialty items. Salad dressing, jelly.
Sounds like a little bit of everything. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's great. And how about the USDA, too? You get food from them, is that correct?
Yes, and that is free, I'm told.
How does that work?
I don't pay the bills.
Okay. Somebody else does that work.
Yes.
Okay. How does that work, getting a product from the USDA? Do you know?
Well, I don't know other than it comes down through the Oregon Food Bank from Portland to our Hood River site. We pick up from Hood River, bring back our designated amount here. It's divided up there. And they also serve Mosier, too, in Hood River.
Okay. Martha, do you know what kind of qualifications people need to have in order to use the food bank?
All they have to do is provide an address. We don't check any other personal information, just that they live in the county.
And if somebody's homeless, how do they prove they live somewhere?
Well, that's handled differently. It's put down in a different category, so that's not a kind of a regular thing that people come and go that way.
Oh, I see.
Not that they don't come every month. I mean, I have some people that have been coming for years that I know have known for years, but that the homeless are more of a transient population.
Okay. So you probably have made some pretty good friends along the line, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
I would imagine the guys that drive the truck that go to see the people who are unable to get out of their homes, they probably have some good conversations with those people, too.
Yes, I'm sure they do. One of them, they both lived here a long time. One of them is also a client, and he's really fun to be with. A lot of teasing going on.
That's always a good thing, right?
Yes, he's very accommodating, so... Well, he never turns me down.
We are past summer now, and school's back in session. But you guys have some special programs for children during the summer months. Tell me about those.
Well, there's something new that was started with a young woman who's moved here from Portland. She had a month-long summer camp, and I understand it was very innovative, and everybody really loved it. And then so the food bank... from Hood River, Katie Haney and her group orchestrated getting donations down here of sandwiches and, I guess, milk and lunch for the children for that month of the program. They also have it up in Hood River. They have a lunch program in the summer, certain weeks of the summer, for the kids, which is nice.
Yeah, that's probably very important because summer months, during school year, kids have regular access to at least lunch at the school, more than likely. During the summer months, that could be different.
That's right. They don't necessarily have that. So they did, if they signed up for this program, which I think there were at least 25 children that did, they really enjoyed it. It was quite a day, so... We got a lot of snacks and things from Costco also, which is helpful.
So many people out there helping out. That's wonderful. Do you have food drives throughout the year around your area?
Yes, they do. They have some in Hood River through the school and I believe the Boy Scouts. We have the race, the one race with Paula Harkin, and we have... just acquired Pacific Crest Trail Days. That's about attendance of almost 5,000 people. And then we had some donations that were made to our local market that I'm able to buy extra product sometimes.
The Pacific Crest Trail Days, that was pretty recently, correct?
Oh, yes, so just a couple of weeks ago.
And how does that work? Do people donate food when they do the... come and
Well, this
hang
is the
out?
First year for us. They donated, they brought food, or they provided money.
Okay.
So it was worth it.
Yeah, for sure. That probably set you guys up for a couple of months.
Yes, with a lot of different items that we normally don't have. So that'll probably last us the next 3 months, we decided, for some optional items that they provided.
How many people do you think come in on a regular basis, and how many people come in kind of on an emergency basis?
We do about two emergencies a month, and the regular basis, the people between the two or three days, it averages 50 families.
Yeah.
That's up from the 30 or so that work a few years ago. But as I said, when I first started, it was more like 15 to 17. They just weren't that interested in the product. We didn't have 1/8 of what we have now.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, back then, 10 years ago, because you've been volunteering with the food bank in Cascade Locks for 10 years, is that right?
Yes, 10 years in October.
Back then, it was like, here's your box of stuff.
Yes.
Make the most of it.
Have some canned goods.
Yeah. And how are things different now?
Well, we have all kinds of food. You know, the milk, cheese, eggs, bread is provided by Columbia Market and friends. They provide me 50 loaves of bread every month. We have, like I said, all the different products that we simply didn't have before. It was just once in a while some ground meat or some coffee or something, but mainly it was just canned goods. And they purchased those, so, and I think they went to the Dalles to get them too. So
when your clients come in and they get to have this kind of shopping experience at the food bank, do you provide any way of helping them come up with recipes or ways to extend these items?
Well, we have on occasion come up with recipes, but typically, no, we don't do that. Except for when we get a lot of pumpkin, I have pumpkin bread recipes for them. Which I made myself. It's quite good.
You've got that one down.
Yes.
That's
coming up soon. We have, I was just able to purchase some sugar last month with some of our money some sugar was on sale. And so we'll put that out during the holidays because a lot of people like to bake during the holidays.
So you say when money comes in, where does that money come from?
Private donations. And sometimes a church.
People just having fundraisers around town?
Yes.
Are they able to make donations online?
Yes, they are. If they go to the Fish Food Bank site, they can make donations through PayPal.
So, Martha, a little bit earlier, you said that personal care products, those are not things you can buy with food stamps or the SNAP program. Is that correct?
Right. That's what I learned early on. I don't know why, because I think toilet paper is more of a necessity than potato chips or soft drinks.
that's pretty true. Where do you get those items that you're able to give out?
Sometimes we have a Lions Club here that has donated from the dollar store. Now we're getting toilet paper directly from the food bank. We have been recently. Shampoo, conditioner, soap, toothpaste. A lot of people brought toothpaste to the Pacific Crest Trail days. So,
yeah, if listeners are out doing some shopping right now, you know, the dollar store, or even you can find a good sale at Fred Meyer or just about anywhere, buy up some stuff and donate it to the food bank. That's a really wonderful thing.
Yes, they can.
And really necessary,
and
too.
We have to, any donation we weigh, and we have a record of it coming in.
What are the best kind of items that people, if they're dropping off personal care items, you said shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste, what else could they bring?
Like I said, toilet paper, paper towels, sometimes adult diapers.
Yes, it's kind of the things we take for granted in our everyday life. You get up, you wash your face, you brush your teeth, you take a shower. It's all those things that you need when you do that.
Yes. Oh, and also laundry detergent.
Oh, okay.
I forgot about laundry detergent. That's a good one.
And probably even dish soap.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit more about volunteering. What kind of volunteers are you looking for, and how can people help out by volunteering?
Well, they can give me a call and come and see how we work, either if they're able to come on a Wednesday or to unload the truck. We had two new volunteers that helped, young people that helped unload the truck. Always like to have some people that are strong. We take things in wagons and take them out to people's cars, so somebody that has some muscle.
And the best place to find out about volunteer opportunities, give you a call. Is that correct? You want to give out your phone number?
Yes, or they can call the food bank in Hood River if they prefer to go directly to them, because they can volunteer at either location. They have volunteers working in their warehouse constantly, at least every morning practically.
Well, Martha, thank you so much for doing what you do with the food bank in Cascade Locks and in Hood River County. That's really wonderful. You've been doing it a long time, and I think you like it.
I do. I really do.
That's great. We've been talking today with Martha Lamont with the Fish Food Bank in Cascade Locks. Thanks again, Martha.
Thank you.
Metroscope is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.